Feature time. I just want you to take. Do you see where John McClane is? He's holding something called a tip jar. At this open mic in this room, the tip jar is supposed to stay where it is now. So if you decide that you want to make some contributions, you can go up there. If that's too much for you, just come and bring them to me or bring them to Gail Finney. But lovely job. Okay, I just want to read the names of those people, the open micers who will be up after the two featured acts. It'll be Brenda Assis, and she'll be accompanied by Rick Quimby and Woody Carpinella. Then it'll be Randall Crum, Deborah Silverstein, Chris LaVancher, and Ben Blum. And there are seven or eight people who were on the list who haven't been able to make it thus far, but we'll welcome them if they can make it. Right now, it's time for our first featured act, and they are a wonderful duo called Bridge and Davies. That's Perry Desmond Davies and Mark Bridge. And I remember Perry from open mics here from many years past, decades ago. She would come out and support this open mic here. And Mark, I met more recently, but they've been making beautiful music together. They're both fabulous songwriters and performers. I know you're going to enjoy them. Please welcome Bridge and Davies.
Check, 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 check. Hello, everybody. We're excited to be here as well. You survived the tornado. Yay. Now, if we can get you past our set, then we'll.
That was scary. I went to check a message on my phone, and there was a tornado warning.
Tornado warning. Yeah. It's never a good thing.
Uh-oh.
Not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah. That was actually, you know.
Thank you. just need a place to lay my head. And I don't want a stuck up man. Oh no, no. Country boy's got all I need. Good loving and he'll fix my car. Yeah. Satisfaction guaranteed. It's a sweet ride. It's a sweet ride. Got me a sweet, sweet ride right here. It's a sweet ride. Let's enjoy the ride, 'cause you never know what's coming around the bend. Well, I've been high and I've been low, and it's a simple life for me. 'Cause you never know when the winds are gonna change. Best you need, can't take it with you in the end. Hey. Shoes, no, no, no. These bare feet chew me just fine. 'Cause I know I'm feeling God's green earth. Yeah. And ain't that what he had in mind? It's a sweet ride. It's a sweet ride. Got me a sweet, sweet ride right here. It's a sweet ride. Let's enjoy the ride, 'cause we never know what's coming around the bend. Hey, hey, coming around the bend. Hey, 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 coming around the bend.
Well, that really is a song about my car, even though I sort of wrote it for, I wrote it for Car Talk, and I wanted to get a song on Car Talk, which I did, ultimately, thankfully. But thank you. And it's about my car, which is now 10 years old, and I'm trying so hard to keep this car. No car payments, just another few hundred dollars. Just, you know, it's still cheaper than car payments. And a couple weeks ago, I was on my way home from work at midnight from Boston and dropped a shock. Now, I knew there was a noise. I just didn't really want to think about that noise. I was sure that the noise in the back of the car... Oh, thank you. I was sure that...
You were sure?
I was sure that that sound was not coming... Oops, from the wheel well. But it was coming from the one crutch and the metal guitar stand in the back of my car, bouncing around. And I just decided that's what it was. And then when I got home, I stopped being in denial. But I did get the car fixed. It cost me $666.
Ooh, sign of the devil.
Honestly, and 19 cents. But the funniest part of all of that is that I had texted my son to say, hey, I spent another few hundred dollars on the car, but I'm going to keep it another year. And he texted back, you keep that car for another year and you could end up in a fiery crash and never see your future grandchildren.
Talk about drama. Where do you think he gets
up? Oh, he's engaged. They're getting married next year. It's like, that's so mean. I thought it was pretty mean. I'm keeping it. It's high enough. It's just kind of wandering a little, but that's okay. I'm good.
It's a Bentley. She's for money. This is a new one that we're still working on. This is called The Elephant in the Room. Chased down the answers to questions I don't know. I looked in the eyes of 100 fine women whose souls weren't there, but their bodies were willing. I slept in the desert, looked up at the stars, but not one of them offered a clue where you are. I prayed with the Pope, I traveled to Mecca. I wailed at the wall, lit incense for Buddha. I counseled with Wiccans and mystics and sheikhs, but none could erase the mistakes that I made. So I went to confession, and I heard through the screen that 1,000 Hail Marys won't bring you back to me. Yeah. Your ears and your trunk, taking all of the air. I don't know what to do, I'm just trying to move on through this blanket of funk. It just doesn't seem fair. I keep thinking of you. Climbed all the mountains, I hacked through the jungle in search of that fountain that promises youth from within its own bath. But you must stay submerged if you want it to last. Found comfort in Browning, bourbon and cash, but I'm still sitting here wondering where you're at. In your trunk, taking all of the air. I don't know what to do, I'm just trying to move on through this blanket of funk. It just doesn't seem fair. I keep thinking of you,
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 I keep thinking of you. All right. Come out from behind the mask.
Isn't that the scariest thing you've ever seen? It's like you're like Mr. Metal Mouth now. We had a gig in New Hampshire, and he left his harmonica there. And this place is called Thrifty's Secondhand Superstore. It's a very, very cool place in Manchester if you ever have a chance to go there. It has all of this really, really cool music stuff. And And they have stuff on, like, on the wall, they have all these guitars. And the guitars say stuff like, plays bad, $20. Not kidding. Broken neck, $19.99.
Used harmonica, 99 cents.
So we left. So he called me up after he got home and said, "I think I left my harmonica in my holder there." And I said, "Oh, they might sell it. Only used a few times. $12."
Herpes free, $2.50.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna do a little.
We're going to talk about
a modern-day breakup.
Well, you know, it could be makeup breakup. A lot of things. A lot of people could relate to this kind of scenario on Facebook. We shall see.
Yeah, I think there's a statistic that 45% of all divorces today are a result of the internet and Facebook and this phenomenon of trying to find out about your old loves. Beware of Pandora's box. That's what this song is about. This is called I Googled You. Email made me think of you again. Find your classmates and your long forgotten friends. It's strange, I never even thought of it before. Just type a name into a search bar and see what lies in store. And as the bits were flying, I kept denying that you'd ever even think of me again. I handled things badly, and looking back, the way I treated you is hard to comprehend. Oh, it's true, what absence to a lonely heart can do. And I thought that we were through until I Googled you.
We have endured, and as the bits were flying, I kept denying that you'd ever even think of me again. I handled things badly, and looking back, the way I treated you is hard to comprehend. Oh, it's true. What absence to a lonely heart can do. And I thought that we were through until I Googled you. But your address is listed, yet I feel so conflicted about the way that my broken life may seem. Maybe you're taken, and I've just been mistaken about the chances for our love to be redeemed. As a monitor's glow washes over me, it's so bizarre the way our lives unfold. When do the lines reveal we're getting old? I've heard that ignorance is bliss. I thought so too, until I Googled you.
Thank you.
So if you follow this like a little story song, maybe they were Googled and they got back together, and then maybe they got married, and then maybe they were married for a while, and then they had this song.
Yeah, maybe. So this is a song that kind of pokes fun at a pretty popular modern day controversy. Takes a little bit of a different path. Is it an ode to monogamy, or is it a protest song about same-sex marriage? I don't know. I just wrote the thing.
Just want to know what all the fuss is, though.
Exactly.
I just really don't know.
This is called Same-Sex Marriage. Some people like it rough,
while others hug and kiss.
If variety's the spice of life, my sex life's gonna miss.
So call me staid and boring,
but I'm as happy as a clam.
'Cause you're my same-sex partner,
and I'm your same-sex man. What's all the fuss about same-sex marriage? You know I hear about it every day. I don't need no high court ruling. I don't care what they have to say. I'm perfectly adjusted, and I'm not even gay. I'm in a same-sex marriage. I have the same sex every day.
We don't twist them like a pretzel, like some yogi would enjoy.
We both are too embarrassed to go shopping for some toys.
My favorite positions when you're lying in my arms.
My favorite toy's your golden hair that sparkles like a charm. What's all the fuss about same-sex marriage? You know I hear about it every day. I don't need no high court ruling. I don't care what they have to say. I'm perfectly adjusted, and I'm not even gay. I'm in a same-sex marriage. I have the same sex every day. What's all the fuss about same-sex marriage? You know I hear about it every day. I don't need no high court ruling. I don't care what they have to say. I'm perfectly adjusted. I'm not even gay. I'm in a same-sex marriage. I have the same sex every day.
So Boston and San Francisco, you get a big thank you from me.
We've always been self-conscious about our bedroom originality. We've come out of the closet, printed t-shirts for our cause. We won't back down till same-sex marriage is burned into our laws. What's all the fuss about same-sex marriage? You know I hear about it every day. I don't need no high court ruling. I don't care what they have to say. I'm perfectly adjusted.
I'm not even gay.
I'm in a same-sex marriage. I have the same sex every day.
I'm in a same-sex marriage. I have the same sex every day.
We're in a same-sex marriage. We have the same sex every day. A little different interpretation there, right? So I try to explain that to my wife, that that's really the first love song that I ever wrote. And she says, that's the type of love song you write for me. But it truly is. It's a.
What can you say?
It's an ode to monogamy cloaked inside of a protest song.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. We got one more for you. And before we start the next song, I have an audience assistant that is going to help me hand out a little gift from us to you that we just want you to promise to not use after this song until you get home. Hands up. Promise? Because we don't want to hear this during Deb and Giovanni's set.
Now, David's not exactly Vanna White, but, you know, he's the antithesis of Vanna White.
Oh, there should be plenty for everybody. And these were hygienically wrapped, just so you know, okay? Like, no. David, did you give this gentleman a...
I'm sorry.
We did not get these anybody. at the used store up in New Hampshire.
You can try them now. You just can't do that after our set, okay? You need to try them because you need to just make sure that you know how to use them.
We asked the bartender.
Because some people don't know.
The bartender told us that you were a good audience and responsible and that you would only use them in the song that was appropriate for you.
Yeah. So the story behind this song is that my songs, personally, are mostly depressing folk songs. About life and love and all that stuff. And so, just like most of you who are songwriters here are kind of the same way. And, you know, it's how we are.
That's
but
right.
I finally got tired of getting flack.
Sad is the new happy.
I finally got tired of getting flack and decided to write the happy folk song. It is the only one.
That's right. It's trademarked and patented.
It's trademarked and patented. And there are sing-alongs, as some of you may know.
Yeah, you have to make sure everybody knows how to use it.
Well, does everybody know? There you go. I think we're in. I think
we
you're
got
in
a throw
good.
Back here.
He just sort of wants to give us tutorial, but hum
right.
And use the big end. There you go.
You only have to hum if you don't know the words, though. So you could.
And thank you very much, Alan. We are really thrilled to be here, and it's really amazing. It's like 1995 all over again. Well, you say everything I write is serious and sad. You say that life can't be that rough. You say, honey, it ain't that bad. So I thought I'd write a tune with your request in mind. It's silliest, sunniest, happiest, funniest too that I could find. So la 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 la.
Here's your damn happy song. La 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 la. Here's your damn happy song. La 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 la. Here's your damn happy song. La 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 la. Well, I hope you like your happy song.
Folk music gets a bad rap. It can be misunderstood. Just because it sounds depressing doesn't mean it isn't good. So here it is for your request. And just to prove you wrong, not only is it funny, but you can sing along. Sing along.
La, here's your damn happy song.
Yeah.
La 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 la. Here's your damn happy song.
Little change up here.
Skilly da doo da doo da day. Here's your damn happy song. La 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 la. Well, I hope you like your happy song.
Nice job. Well, it's true that we folk singers like to pen our tale, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. But just to prove I'm in your groove, I've done it. Here you go,
here you go,
everybody.
La 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 la. Here's your damn happy song. La 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 la. here's your damn happy song. Skilly up, do da do da day. Here's your damn happy song. La 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 la. Well, I hope you like your happy song.
Let's do a cappella.
La 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 la. Here's your damn happy song.
Yeah.
La 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 la. Here's your damn happy song. Skilly up, do da do da day. Here's your damn happy song. La 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 la. Well, I hope you like your happy song. La 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 la. Here's your damn happy song. La 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 la.
Here's your damn happy. Here's your damn happy. Hope you like your happy song.
Skilly da do da day.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for having us, Ellen.
What a wonderful set. Let's not let them go yet. How about an encore?
An encore?
One more song. Surprise.
An encore.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We are honored.
Very good.
Okay. Well, given that you're all in the mood to sing, we will continue to work your muse.
Wow, you know, this isn't exactly a kazoo song, but I'm sure that some of you will make it. It'll be the first time for this song, though, I think, huh? I think you'll never hear this song with kazoo again.
Yeah, that would be definitely.
Thank you so much. We want to leave you with a great summer song. And after the storm, the weather is just so gorgeous. And hope we'll get you thinking about enjoying the rest of your summer while you can.
Absolutely. All right.
Thanks again, Ellen.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads.
All my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads. I hear her voice in the morning hour. She calls me. Radio reminds me of my home far away. Riding down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads, take me roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama. won't you take me home, my country roads? Won't you take me home, my country roads?
Thank you very much.
Davies.
Thank you. Thanks for singing along.
Thank you for a glorious set. And you guys have some CDs here, right?
We have a few CDs here.
Or in the hallway.
We have more if you need them, but right tonight we have a few for you.
I think they'll be grabbed up. One more big hand, please, for Bridget and Davies.
Thanks so much.